we definitely had the new team jitters. We have 7 new starters, and we played all 21 players or all 20 players today. We had one injured. Played all 20 players, and they really, you know, trying to figure out who plays where and what combinations we like. So this was really, we use this first game as a first game, you know, process of trying to figure out how the team's going to move forward. And we have little plateaus that we try to get to, and one being at the end of this week, but we have these games first to try and figure it out. So I was really happy with the composure that the kids kept on the field. They really just, they started to pick up pressure, winning the ball in the air, and create chances.
The again, these first matches always worry you, because especially, you know, when you lose a lot of guys and you've got a bunch of new people out on the field, because you've had time to work on some things, but not enough. So it's a lot of mystery as to what you're going to get into some days.
I just told a couple of the kids that didn't have bad games, but you know, they probably felt they had a subpar game. And once that live action happens with kids that you don't know or haven't played with in practice, it's a whole different ball game. Your touch goes off. They close you down so much quicker, and you're just not used to that kind of game speed. So it's a process for those new guys to start getting into the game.
But again, it's you know, like I said, you know, you've got some people out there you can count on. Those guys have proven it before. But this new group, there's a bunch of good kids that bring a lot to the table. It'd be fun to watch how this team develops here.
Well, you know, we have 2 new defenders in Matt Thomas and Alex Economou, along with Peter KK, who was on the team last year. Those two, they just really stepped into the and filled the roles of last year. Big shoes to fill, and they're going to have their ups and downs. But, you know, that was a good first effort. We didn't know what we were going to have in the back.
Yeah.
You know, we were rolling our, you know, shrugging our shoulders all the time, wondering, who's it going to be? How are we going to replace? And these two just came out, and that was a formidable Sandberg attack.
Sandberg, put the heat on you in early going and had a bunch of opportunities, which could have, if they get a goal or two at that point,
it
could have changed things around.
You know, but in the midfield, the old guard of Elliot Borge, Kyle Kerfers, and now Peter Gaberick, who's a brother of many Gabericks that we've had here, and Peter's just outstanding. He's just been waiting his time, and I think he's going to have himself a breakout year.
Again, so you can talk a little bit about what is it, what are the qualities that this group that, you know, in this time you've been working with them, that you're most encouraged that will lead to a successful season this year?
Yeah, the qualities of this group, and much like last year, is the leadership. We're in the potential stage. We haven't had any pitfalls or any adverse situations that they have to rise up as leadership. But right now, I have a feeling that this leadership is going to keep this team moving forward, and that's really what we're going to need to do. There's going to be setbacks. I mean, we will win games, we will tie games, and we will lose games. We don't want to lose at the end of the year in late October. And that's what hopefully we're focusing on.
And these next, I know you talked to your gang about this, because Hinsdale South here had a wild match with Weed Warmville South yesterday, and I watched Nico play the other day. You're going to learn a lot about where you guys are at here in these next couple of matches.
We know what Nico is, just reloaded, and they're swarming, and they're well coached, and we're looking forward to seeing where we match up. And that's I even said that last year. Where do we match up against the best? And after that first game last year, we were shrugging our shoulders also. But, you know, this year we are going to learn from our mistakes in the past. I know it's new teams and new players, but, you know, the game doesn't change much. And we are going to see what we can do. And looking forward to it. It should be a wonderful morning game on a great field with lots of fans.
Yeah.